Bent on revenge, a chronic underachiever turns out to be the perfect student and tool in the fight against terror. I'm Rob LaFrenz with a Rivet review of the new film, American Assassin.
What happened to that kid on the beach? It changed him.
Freedom!
You can't train that into someone.
Gun skills, martial arts. You want a killer? Here he is.
Mitch Rapp has experienced a lot in his life, but when he's recruited by the CIA for a black ops unit, he finds out he's not the only one with a personal stake in the game.
Some bad things happened to you. Now you want to kill those mean old terrorists.
You think that qualifies you for my selection process?
My guess is if you and I go hand-to-hand, you can probably figure out inside of 20 seconds whether or not I have what it takes to make it through selection process. So, what do you say?
Kill me.
Based on Vince Flynn's 2010 novel of the same name, American Assassin does its best to rise above the year's other spy, thriller, action flicks, but unfortunately falls short. Dylan O'Brien is unconvincing as the Swiss Army knife of hand-to-hand combat who's tragically lost everything he loves over the years. Sana Lathan as Deputy Director Irene Kennedy is so underused. And Taylor Kitsch as the student who turned to the dark side is wasted because we get little to no backstory. That leaves Michael Keaton, and again, he's so good and really the only reason to watch. There's a torture scene that is terrifying and it's brilliant. But the movie suffers terribly from continuity problems, and the action scenes are a mishmash of dark rooms, close-ups, and quick cuts. And because of that, I give American Assassin 2.5 stars out of 5 on the Rob rating scale. Set your sights on something else at the theater, because this one misses its mark. I'm Rob LaFrenz. This is Rivet, and I'll see you at the concession stand.